Go beyond a job, beyond a uniform, beyond what meets the eye. At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to answer the call of duty and keep America safe. Every day presents new challenges, but few jobs are as rewarding, and the opportunities are as vast as our nation. If you're ready to make a difference for your country and your future, join U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Can I tell you what I'm afraid of? I am afraid that if we catch somebody in government violating our constitutional rights, that my big fear is that in the course of my investigations, I'm going to find out that you can steal somebody's constitutional rights of free speech or freedom of religion or any as a person in government, and you can do so with impunity, meaning you're not punished for it. That's what I'm afraid I'm going to find out, that government officials who steal constitutionally protected rights can do so. And if they're caught, it's a, oh, well, sorry, my bad, but no jail time, no manner of repercussions for doing so. Not even a lifetime ban on government, of being in government. So you can't hurt Americans again. Folks, the nature of my worry and the nature of my inquiry here is as a result of what's being revealed in these Twitter files. There was a tranche on Friday and a tranche over the weekend, and we're just disseminating and getting through all of these. Let me state plainly that private businesses choosing not to associate with, like, for example, Twitter. It was owned by a bunch of leftist communist freaks. They have every right not to associate with conservatives and silence conservatives on their platform. However, they don't have the right, in my view, to keep that from them. They don't have the right to sit there and say, well, sign up for our open platform and we're going to be immune from prosecution under Section 230, but we're going to behave as editors of a left-wing. Let's just say this is something in print. Give me something that's left-wing, completely unfair. The New York Times. There you go. The vast majority of the press, right? Now, they can be sued because they are editing content. And so if they come out and they say Chris Salcedo is a fascist and they intentionally malign me, then I can turn around and sue them for defamation. The problem with these social media companies like Twitter and Facebook Google's YouTube is kind of the same way. These guys say we're immune from prosecution. We're immune from being sued because we're just platforms. We're providing open and free platforms to let people, you know, spew their opinions. And we can't be held responsible for other people's opinions. That's true right up until you start censoring people. And that's precisely what Twitter, Facebook, and Google have been doing. They've been censoring people with whom they politically disagree. That's okay right up until the point to where you start to say, well, you've got to start disclosing this. There's got to be truth in advertising. You can't sit there and claim that you are an open forum and then you start censoring people. Conversely, you can't sit there and claim that you're an open forum and claim immunity to lawsuits when you are not doing that. So there is legal liability for Twitter, Facebook, Google in that regard. But private businesses are not subject to, you can't go into somebody's business and say, I have a right to my free speech inside of your business or inside of your home. The private property line trumps the freedom of speech. You can't go into somebody's home and start spewing whatever the hell you want or into somebody's business and taking over. That's not permissible. Those rules change when we're talking about government. Those rules change when we're talking about the U.S. government. The U.S. government is prohibited from stopping people's free speech. And that's what the U.S. government was caught doing with Twitter, with Google, with Facebook, I believe. But you know, Elon Musk is the one that's out there revealing that it happened with Twitter. Are we to believe they did it with Twitter but didn't do it with Google and didn't do it with Facebook? No, I'm fairly confident they did. The headline from Breitbart reads the following. Everyone knew this was effed. Elon Musk releases Twitter's internal convos on Hunter Biden laptop censorship. This is just a microcosm of what they were doing. It's a big one. Don't get me wrong. It's a big one. This Hunter Biden laptop confirms what we conservatives have been telling the country, that Joe Biden is a traitor, that Joe Biden's family has been selling influence and harming this country for money, as a lot of Democrats have, and maybe even some Republicans have been doing, money from communist China and other enemies. Here's the beginning of the article. Elon Musk's Twitter release of internal discussions about censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story Friday night via journalist Matt Taibbi. I think that's how you pronounce this guy's name. The documents reveal widespread internal and external concern at the suppression of the story, a decision made without CEO Jack Dorsey's knowledge and spearheaded by Vijaya Gadol, then the head of trust and safety. I mean, trust and safety. Boy, see, what is it with these libs? They come up with these names for themselves or for the bills they pitch, which are the exact opposite of what they do. The Affordable Care Act was anything but affordable health care, right? I'm the head of trust and safety, and I'm the most untrustworthy person, and I believe in compromising conservative safety. Twitter's top censor is what trust and safety became. The article continues. The thread is ongoing at the time of the writing of this article and can be found here. And they list the entire thread that Matt Taibbi has put out, a journalist, allegedly. The documents, mostly internal communications from Twitter and emails with external parties, showed widespread unease with the decision and concerns about how it could be explained to lawmakers and the public. Several key points from the thread so far. This is under post 36 on Twitter. The First Amendment isn't absolute. Sabo's letter contains, this must be a higher up in Twitter, contains chilling passages relaying Democrat lawmakers' attitudes. They want more moderation. And as for the Bill of Rights, it's not absolute, according to this Twitter communist. And of course, Democrats. The Bill of Rights is absolute, by the way, folks. That's utter BS. The Democrats, meanwhile, complain that the companies are inept. they're demanding the arrogance of these damned Democrats. They're demanding that these social media companies do their bidding, silence their opponents, and then they, when they don't do it to their satisfaction, they come out against these social media companies and calling them inept. The Democrats, meanwhile, complain that the companies are inept. They let conservatives muddy the water and make the Biden campaign look corrupt, even though Biden is innocent. That's completely BS. He wasn't innocent. The laptop was real. They linked this to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. She did nothing wrong. Oh, but she did. But because the press wouldn't let her story go. The press? No. Very few press outlets carried this. It became a scandal, far out of proportion. Listen to this. This is internal Democrat crap inside of Twitter. She did nothing wrong, but because the press wouldn't let the story go, it became a scandal far out of proportion. In their mind, social media is doing the same thing. It doesn't moderate enough harmful content. Harmful. Again, disagreeing with Democrats is harmful. So when it does, like it did yesterday, it becomes a story. If the companies moderated more, conservatives wouldn't even think to use social media for disinformation, misinformation, or otherwise. Yeah, misinformation, disinformation, or otherwise. The Democrats say if you oppose me, you're dealing with misinformation. They are the ones peddling in disinformation. The Democrats were in agreement. Social media needs to moderate more because they're corrupting democracy and making all truth relative. When pushed on how the government might insist on that, consistent with the First Amendment, they murmured, "The First Amendment isn't absolute." Oh, but it is. Oh, but it is. This is the nature of the people that we are dealing with. And those who conspired in government, who are out there pushing these false predicates, the Bill of Rights is really kind of a suggestion. No, these people need to be found, prosecuted, and punished to the fullest extent of the law. And if there are no laws that punish these people for abridging our constitutional rights, they ought to be created, because I can think of no greater sin. I can think of no greater betrayal than the denial of our own personal liberties under the Constitution. One of the guys who's out there that may be responsible for not only investigating the malfeasance of Democrats, but actually bringing them to justice so that we, the people, can see how treacherous and backstabbing, socialistic, communistic, anti-American they have been, is a guy by the name of Jim Jordan. He's going to be conducting a lot of investigations and what the Democrats have done to this country, including Beijing Biden and his scandal-plagued family. These are the investigations that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell teamed up in 2016 to make sure never happened. These are the investigations that denied the American people justice. And now we may finally get that justice. Congressman Jim Jordan next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
As you all know, we recently talked with Senator Ted Cruz on the Salcedo Storm podcast. I'm going to talk more about what I talked with Senator Cruz about on one vital issue, but I got some other things to talk about with our next guest, Congressman Jim Jordan. He represents the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Ohio. Mr. Jordan has been an unapologetic conservative, exposing and pushing back on government's abuse of we, the people. Merry Christmas, Congressman. Welcome back.
Merry Christmas to you too, Chris. Good to be with you again.
China and the Democrats and some in the GOP leadership silent on the atrocities being perpetrated by communist China. I know you've not been, and I know that you're greatly concerned about what's happening over there. So how do you see that from 30,000 feet up?
Well, I mean, yeah, a real concern. You got the influence on companies. You know, it's Apple, it's Nike, it's TikTok. You got the influence on the NBA. You got and never forget, it wasn't just Dr. Fauci who lied to us. It was also the communist Chinese when it came to the virus. So, we got all kinds of concerns with the way this nation acts. And then I think it all stems, though, frankly, from the fact that you have the leadership in the White House that we had just a couple years ago. I mean, President Trump was actually pushing back on China, making real change, bringing manufacturing back here. And now you got Joe Biden, where I always remember, Chris, when Tony Blinken was up in Anchorage meeting with his Chinese counterpart and basically got dressed down and just took it like a sissy. That's the problem. When you don't have the leadership from the Oval Office, bad actors are going to do bad things on the world stage.
You know, I think it's actually worse than timidity. I mean, I could almost deal with timidity from Democrats.
Yeah.
It's support of the communist agenda, which really troubles me. Let me give you this, Congressman. You know, polls reveal, and this goes into what I really brought you on to talk about, which was the investigations that, praise God, are coming this way. Polls reveal that a majority of Americans believe that Joe Biden and his administration are compromised by communist China. The Epoch Times has a documentary, if you and your staff haven't seen it, it's called The Last War, and it details China's 100-year plan that, praise God, everybody in Congress knows about, to take down the United States. They say China has bought off an alarming number, the Epoch Times does, an alarming number of folks in government, in the intel community, corporate America, and universities. Can the Republicans in the House, with their slim majority, through investigation, begin to unravel this?
Yeah, there's going to be a separate task force just on this issue, on China alone, and how it, because it's in all areas. So let's just pick one area where this kind of all fits together. It's what happened 2 years ago in October when big tech, big media, big government worked together to suppress the Hunter Biden story. They didn't want the country knowing about what was on that laptop and the business connections. And frankly, as we're talking about here, the ties to China that the Biden family has. And so what happened? 51 former intel officials signed this letter. That letter becomes the basis. And then the letter says, oh, this has all the earmarks of Russian misinformation campaign. Baloney. It was true. But that became the basis for the FBI then going to Facebook. You know, Elon Musk has told us that Twitter was working to impact the election in a certain way. So that all happens based on that letter from those 51. So that's where it all comes together and has real implications, because you can make a very, very, very credible argument that but for that effort, Joe Biden doesn't win the White House. We don't have the 41-year high inflation. We don't have China dressing down our Secretary of State in Anchorage, Alaska. We don't have a border that's no longer a border. We don't have $5 gas, and we don't have the weaponization of government against we the people. So that all happened as a result of what took place in October of 2020.
You know, I think that is so spot on and succinctly put. And I've got a series of three stories. I'm just going to quickly go over these headlines because I think they tell a story. And then I want to talk about this earmarks of Russian disinformation. The President Trump, the 11th Circuit panel, including two judges that Mr. Trump appointed, puts a stop to the special master after the Mar-a-Lago raid.
Mm-hmm.
House Democrats obtained President Trump's tax returns. Unprecedented for a former president to have to endure this. This is a series of stories that indicate that it's all hands on deck, all knives are out to prevent the American people from having a choice of President Trump in the 2024 election. I could look at these intel officials you referenced. I can look at the activities of the Biden administration, and I can say they all have earmarks of administration and officials who have been paid off and compromised by our communist Chinese enemy. Now, I can't say that they have, but I can say that this has all the earmarks that they are traitors to this country.
Yeah.
You see how this game is played.
Well, yeah, and you know, speaking of what they've done to President Trump, think about this. Matt Gaetz said it best in a committee hearing a few months ago. But he said, too, he goes, when is the FBI, when is the government just going to stay out of the elections and let we the people decide?
Thank you.
In 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed the Hunter Biden story. 2022, 91 days before the election, for the midterm election, they raid President Trump's home. And now, for the 2024 election, just 3 days after President Trump announces he's running for president, What's Joe Biden's administration do? They appoint a special counsel to go after him for the next 2 years.
There you go.
To go after his opponent.
Yep.
Like, maybe just let we the people decide who we want representing us and who we want leading us in the White House.
Congressman Jim Jordan, 4th Congressional District in the great state of Ohio, is our guest right now, folks. One of the folks I really trust, and I'm going to get more into that in a minute. Congressman, name the top investigations that the American people will see and why the American people will get benefit from these investigations.
Well, you can't stop bad behavior, wrong behavior. You can't stop the government misinforming us if you don't first expose everything, get all the facts on the table, all the truth out there for the country, the people to see. So That's first and foremost. But I do think the most important issue that needs to be investigated is the political, just the whole political nature now of our Justice Department. We have had multiple FBI agents come to us as whistleblowers. They've come to our office, Senator Grassley's office, Senator Johnson's office, other members' offices. They've come to us and say, that place is political. It started with the whistleblowers who came to us and told us about the school board's issue, where the government was, where the government was looking to use counterterrorism measures against moms and dads, for goodness sake.
Wow.
And then it moved on to the purging of we've had one whistleblower tell us that he feels there's a purging going on, taking of the security clearance of agents, which is always the first step in getting rid of agents because of their political beliefs, and on it goes. So you cannot have a political Justice Department. I always say America is the greatest country in the world, but America is not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. We do not have that now. We want to fully expose it because that's the first step in stopping it.
Okay. And will there be an investigation as to whether or not Hunter Biden committed crimes in his investigation? I know that this politicized Justice Department is trying to charge him with lesser crimes in an effort to put a bubble around him so that Congress can't get access to figure out how I believe, and I'm hoping it can be proven, I believe that Hunter Biden compromised the national security of this country for payoffs from foreign enemies and adversaries. And can we establish a link? And if we do establish a link to the Biden White House and his regime, will the Republicans have the wherewithal to pursue those links?
Yeah, I think there's you can say now there's a link. Basically, mail 10% for the big guy. That investigation will go out of the Oversight Committee. It has links to the Justice Department, as you point out. I mean, think about it. There's no special counsel for Hunter Biden. You have a special counsel when there's a conflict of interest. Well, what bigger conflict can you have than the president's attorney general saying and investigating the president's son? So, but there is a special counsel for President Trump. But there's a host of things. We have to look at all the things that were told to us that were wrong about COVID. We have to look to the fact that 1,000 American tax returns were made public, for goodness. Now, this is not all in our committee. These will be in Ways and Means Committee. And the debacle that was the exit from Afghanistan, where 13 American service members lost their lives. One of them was from the 4th District of Ohio. Oh. So all those things need to be examined. But relative to the Hunter Biden story, that will be run out of the Oversight Committee by Congressman Comer. That needs to happen. All these suspicious bank suspicious activity reports from involving banking transactions, 150 of them about Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the president's brother. That needs to be examined.
Good policy makes good politics. Reagan said that. And the majority of Americans believe that this White House is compromised by our communist enemy over there in Red China. Congressman Jim Jordan, our guest, 4th Congressional District in the great state of Ohio. Let me get the other side out there, the Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell Surrender Caucus side, who seem to be of the mindset we shouldn't be investigating. We ought to, quote unquote, move forward. This is the mantra we hear from that wing of the Republican Party that says whenever the Democrats do immense damage to our people and to our country, they should never be held accountable under the guise of let's move forward. When you get that from either one of these milquetoast so-called Republicans or maybe from the press, how do you respond?
It's our duty. We take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution. Part of our duty is to get the facts and the truth to the American people and do the oversight necessary of the executive branch. So you can say that all you want. But again, as I said earlier, you don't stop that bad behavior if you don't first fully expose it and get the truth to the American people. So I just fundamentally disagree with that. Think about what Dr. Fauci did to this country.
Oh.
The impact it had on kids who couldn't go to school, the impact it had on small business owners, the impact it had on just our overall economy, on our mindset when they tried to restrict our liberties, on and on it goes. So, think about this. Joe Biden told us he had a plan for dealing with COVID. Well, that was certainly wrong. He didn't have a plan at all. He said he would never impose a vaccine mandate. He did so much so that the Supreme Court had to tell him it was unconstitutional. They told us that it wasn't gain of function in research. It sure looks like it was. They said that it wasn't our tax dollars used at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, they were. They told us it wasn't. It didn't come from a lab. Well, it sure looks like it did.
Sure does.
They actually want us to believe that it was a bat to a pangolin to a hippopotamus to Joe Rogan, and then the whole world
then the whole world gets COVID. I mean, they told us the vaccinated couldn't get it. The vaccinated couldn't transmit it. I mean, on and on it goes. So that needs to be examined as well.
It does.
All the things that Fauci knew when he was telling us things that were not true, I think he knew the truth and was misinforming the entire country, which had impact on the whole world economy, for goodness sake.
Well, Congressman, I'm not sure which committee is going to be looking at Fauci, but we did a preamble a couple of weeks ago, or actually it was this week, where we put strung together Mr. Fauci's public statements, where on one hand he says he implicitly trusts communist scientists, but he has no safeguards to ensure that they're doing with American taxpayer money what they promise. He admits that to Senator Kennedy. And then when Senator Kennedy presses him, he says, well, I have no idea of the relationship between the Communist Party and the scientists. So why are you giving them money if you have absolutely no idea? And he has never been forced to answer that question.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to make him answer that, because I think he knew clear back on January 31st, February 1st, 2020, when this thing first happened. He was first on notice.
Yep.
I think he knew then it was gain-of-function research being done there. I think he knew then it was our tax dollars. And I think he knew then it came from a lab. And he went out and made sure that the country got a different story from him,
right,
and all the big shots that he was handing our money out to. So
We'll give you all the video. We'll give you all the video support you need.
Yeah, we want it.
Yeah, please. Yeah. And you put it up there in the committee meeting. I'd love to see it up there and watch him squirm. Two other things. White House, you already alluded to this. The White House targets Musk over instituting free speech on Twitter, saying they're going to investigate free speech on Twitter, which is crazy. But then leaves Apple alone as Apple works to suppress freedom, those yearning to breathe free under the communist yoke. Is there some sort of legal liability the White House just assumed by basically saying, oh, we prefer to prosecute or intimidate American free speech, but we're going to leave alone those who are aiding communists quelling dissent?
No, great question. And I believe Senator Paul has legislation. There's one of my good buddies on the House side is working on legislation that would say we're going to hold people in the government accountable as criminal liability if they're in fact pushing private companies to censor speech, which seems to be what the White House press secretary is saying every day at a press conference when she says we're looking at Elon Musk. Because, you know, let's be honest, Elon Musk now has made Twitter what it's supposed to be, a place where the First Amendment actually counts, where the First Amendment actually matters. But that's not where today's left is. Today's left says if you don't agree with them, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, they're going to call you names. They're going to call you racist. They're going to come after you. That's what we see from this administration. That's why they tried to have Nina Jankowicz as the disinformation governance board chair or whatever that was going to be.
Yeah.
So that's the scary thing about this. So, yeah, the way to do this is say if government is pressuring private companies to censor speech, government is a violation of the First Amendment. That should be a criminal offense.
Absolutely. Last thing. Look, I said this to Senator Cruz, and it's because of what happened with the red fizzle. And I completely disagree that it was all Trump's fault, as the majority of Republicans and the media are trying to say. When you had Mitch McConnell out there supporting candidates who were going to vote for and campaign for Democrats, I think that sends the wrong message. When you had some other Republicans saying that we were not going to treat Democrats the way Democrats treated Republicans, not an equal standard, I think that had a lot to do with the red fizzle. But look, as far as you're concerned, and I said this to Senator Cruz as well, I trust you. And I think that not a lot of Americans can trust their politicians, Democrat or Republicans. And praise God, I just hope that your pursuit of truth is guarded, and you have our support. And
well,
and
thank you.
Just want to let you know we trust you, and Godspeed, and anything we can do to help you, just let us know.
Chris, well, thank you. That's very kind. But thanks for what you're doing. And you're out there every day getting the truth to the American people and standing up for the values that make our country the best place ever. So we appreciate your work. Have a great Christmas. We'll look forward to coming on again.
And God's blessings to you, Congressman. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites, will you please? TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, that's big news. Big news in Texas. And if it's big news in Texas, it's big news in these United States. Also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com has a lot of stuff there. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. You can find out how to book me for a speech. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on talk radio in the mornings on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There is an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country and check us out and actually call in and weigh in if you feel compelled to do so. Also, check us out at Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Your happily ever after is waiting for you in the Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica plug-in hybrid. With available all-wheel drive, Pacifica helps handle adverse conditions like magic. And with the plug-in hybrid, it can help your range anxiety disappear. Make your drive even more enchanted in the Chrysler Pacifica. And watch Disney's Disenchanted, now streaming only on Disney Plus, rated PG. Disney Plus subscription required. Must be 18 plus to subscribe. EPA estimated 520-mile total range with a fully charged battery. Actual mileage may vary.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.